Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by more than 7% as the economy shrunk 3.5% in 2020.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Although the economy is in a recession and the GDP dropped by 3.5% last year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, even after losing close to a quarter of its value in the first quarter, recovering all of that, and a lot more, gaining 7% in 2020. Obviously, the economy is not doing well, with real unemployment being around 18 million people, and this is after more than 4 million people dropped out of the labor force. How is the stock market related to the real economy? Isn't it supposed to at least move in the same direction as the overall economy? Well, let's look at the recent years. In 2019, the Dow jumped by 22% when nominal GDP rose by only 4%. But then in 2018, the Dow dropped by close to 6%, while the GDP rose by almost the same amount. Is this the so-called decoupling of the stock market from the rest of the economy? Over the last 31 years, the GDP changes have been in the same direction as the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 23 years, or three quarters of the time. The magnitude of change, however, has a lot less correlation with changes in the GDP, and the Dow changes were almost always multiples of the changes in the GDP. For example, in 2008, when the real GDP dropped by 2.5%, the Dow Jones crashed by nearly 34%, more than 12 times the real GDP's drop. And in 1991, when the real GDP rose by 1.2%, the Dow Jones leaped by more than 20%, close to 17 times the increase in the GDP. There is significant directional correlation, so no decoupling. However, there is a much smaller relationship between magnitudes of change between Dow Jones and the GDP. However, something that has changed since the Great Recession is the fundamentally different approach that the Fed is taking to the stock market. The Fed's statutory task is to reduce unemployment and inflation. For most of the 20th century, attempts to reduce one would cause the other to increase. In the global market of the 21st century, the Fed no longer has that dilemma. Since the Great Recession, it has assumed the role of the protector of the stock market. The Fed has not only reduced interest rates, it has almost directly intervened in the stock market. By purchasing bonds from the major brokerage houses, it significantly increases their liquidity. To balance their portfolio, those brokerage houses then purchase more stocks. This is a monetary policy engineered to push up the market, and it works. While the Fed considers a thriving stock market as its unofficial goal, it will continue to prime that market. This will provide the stock market an artificial upward bias that reduces its relationship with the rest of the economy and makes it significantly more dependent on the Fed's continued generosity. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.